This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Peltz. U.S. Democratic lawmakers are moving forward with plans to impeach President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives Majority Leader says members will consider impeachment on Wednesday. That will be exactly 1 week after an angry mob of Trump supporters invaded the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., using violence and attacks on police officers to break into the historic building. U.S. Capitol Police have faced criticism for being unprepared for the attack and protest, which was highly publicized in advance. Now lawmakers say that at least two Capitol Police officers have been suspended for their actions last Wednesday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports. The Secret Service and National Guard have both pledged an increase of resources in securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The Secret Service announced Monday it would begin special security operations on January 13th, as opposed to January 19th. This is VOA News. U.S. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told his staff he will step down. He's the latest senior Trump administration official to resign following last week's attack on the Capitol. President Trump withdrew Wolf's nomination to be permanent Homeland Security Secretary last week, and Wolf said he would step down immediately. While opposition Democrats push for President Trump's impeachment, there have also been calls urging the vice president and cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment of the Constitution to remove the president from office. House Republicans blocked a tandem Democratic effort calling on Vice President Mike Pence to do so. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports it doesn't appear the vice president plans to act on the 25th Amendment either way. That was the AP's Julie Pace. The Trump administration has redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the designation on Monday, just 9 days before President Trump leaves office. The move places new sanctions on Cuba shortly before President-elect Joe Biden takes office, and it could complicate any efforts by the incoming Biden administration to revive the Obama-era de-escalation with Havana. Secretary Pompeo cited Cuba's continued harboring of U.S. fugitives, its refusal to extradite Colombian rebels, as well as its support for Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Women will now formally be allowed to serve in more roles in the Catholic Church. This comes after Pope Francis changed church law. The decree also allows women to serve as readers and altar servers, as well as to assist priests during service or in administering Holy Communion. Portugal's president has tested positive for the coronavirus. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa is so far not showing symptoms, according to his office on Monday. Two gorillas in the U.S. state of California have tested positive for the coronavirus. The cases are believed to be the first known transmission of the virus to apes. According to the state's governor, the gorillas at the San Diego Zoo were showing symptoms of the disease by coughing. Zoo employees then tested them. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.